He'd gone to bed thinking this was just another tropical storm, but the wind had woken him up. He checked his phone and saw it had been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, which meant he probably needed to secure the boat unless he wanted to find it somewhere between Lake Moultrie and the ocean. Shadows Landing, the small town where Gavin had been born and still resided as the town's only doctor, was a 30-minute boat ride from Charleston, and while they might get some flooding, a Cat 1 hurricane wasn't likely to do much damage. "Damn," Gavin muttered as he looked at his phone. The tide would be coming in right as the hurricane passed by Charleston a little ways out in the Atlantic Ocean. The surge would be big, which meant he really did need to secure his boat. Flipping on the light to the kitchen, Gavin dug around the closet by the back door for his boots, raincoat, and flashlight. He stuffed his bare feet into the boots that reached his knees and zipped up his jacket. He could try the hood, but it would be a bigger pain to keep on than to just admit his head was going to get wet. He picked up the flashlight and unlocked his door. It flung open with the wind, and Gavin trudged outside. The gusts ripped at his jacket as he used force to shut the door. The sustained winds were around 75 miles per hour, so it was barely at hurricane strength, but walking still presented a challenge. Palmetto branches, some of his neighbors' unsecured lawn chairs, and other debris rolled around the backyard as he battled his way down the grassy slope toward the dock. The water levels were already high, but his floating dock would be fine. His house was up a hill, so flooding wasn't a major concern either. This was more of a pain in the ass than anything, but the way his boat was slamming into his dock worried him. He needed to secure the boat better, and then he'd go back to bed. The wooden dock was slippery, and Gavin held out his arms to balance himself. It was as if he were walking on an old tilt-a-whirl ride as waves crashed around him. Using his flashlight, Gavin located the ropes that had given way. He opened the storage box built onto the dock that he used for seating and pulled out new ropes and two extra bumpers. He tied the bumpers to the dock, and when the boat rocked away from him, he tossed the bumpers into the raging waters. He was wet, tired, and aggravated he hadn't tied the boat securely in the first place as he went to work. He'd taken the boat out fishing after a long day in the office, and when he'd gotten back, he'd been too tired to do a proper job. Well, this sure as hell taught him to do it right the first time. Lightning crashed in the distance toward Charleston, and Gavin turned to the oncoming storm. Wind and rain lashed against his face as the storm raged in the Atlantic Ocean. They wouldn't take a direct hit, but it would be enough to send the ocean waters racing inland. Gavin was turning back to the house when something caught his eye. Something white stood out in the dark waters racing toward the end of his dock. It was probably someone's overturned kayak, partially submerged. Gavin thought about leaving it as he looked at his warm and, more importantly, dry house. He was about to walk toward his house when he thought better of it. He'd want someone to rescue his boat if it broke free. Gavin flashed his light on it again as he tried to gauge where the kayak would hit his dock so he could grab it. It was going to skirt by the edge, so he set his flashlight on the dock so the wind blew it against his storage container and not into the water. He lay on his stomach so he wouldn't fall in and waited for the overturned kayak to come to him. Rain pelted him as streams of water caused his eyes to stay half closed. He blinked through the water and saw the small boat bob in the waves. It went under for a second and then popped back up. As it was pushed closer to him, Gavin narrowed his eyes and lifted a hand to shield them from the onslaught of rain. The boat wasn't partially submerged like he thought. Gavin's heart sped up when he realized what he thought was the side of the kayak were really arms wrapped around a log. What he thought was the submerged end of a kayak was really a person's legs underwater. And the white underbelly of the kayak was actually a raincoat on a body, a disturbingly still body. "Hey!" Gavin yelled, but the body didn't respond. All he could see was wet hair plastered to a head. From this distance, he couldn't tell if the body was a man or woman. He tried yelling again, but the howling wind ripped the words from his mouth as the waves carried the person up and down and sometimes under. Medical school and his tour in the Charleston hospital only further instilled his desire to help people. His cousin Wade had joined the Coast Guard for the same reason. They'd talked about it when Wade had joined and while Gavin was in med school. They'd all grown up in Shadows Landing, and Gavin had swum these waters more times than he could count, even when they were rough. As the wind blew harder,